You're listening to Two Guys, One Album with music insiders Michael Heidemann and Paul Farva.
We are two music experts.
I mean, experts is pushing it.
Taking on the greatest albums of all time.
It's a little subjective.
Song by song with careful analysis.
All right, I wouldn't say careful. Look, we're having fun with the songs.
Two Guys,
One Album.
Oh yeah, I got the perfect song for the kids to sing.
And all my people that's drug dealing just to get by.
Here we go, Paul. You knew this day would come.
Yeah, I knew we had to cover Kanye West, and what better way to do it than with College Dropout?
His debut album, well, technically his debut studio album, by the American rapper Kanye West. It was released February 10th. Wow, it was this month.
Yeah.
2004 by Rockefeller Records and Def Jam
you
Recordings.
Say it wrong. It's Rockefeller.
Rockefeller?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I said.
There's no R.
Rockefeller Records. No? Still wrong?
Sure. That's fine.
And Def Jam Recordings. It was recorded over a period of 4 years, beginning in 1999. Prior to the album's release, West had received praise for his production work for artists such as Jay-Z, Talib Kweli. But, you know, he faced a lot of difficulty.
He wanted to be a rapper, and he was more of a producer. And this was, like, his way of saying, I can do both, right?
He is one of the most magnanimous and greatest producers, considerably, of our time right now. And
possibly a presidential candidate in the future. But let's get the details out of the way.
Yes.
My name is Paul Farvar, and this is Michael Heidemann.
We
are two guys.
One album.
Oh, we'd never get it right at the same time. God.
One more time?
Damn it. No, it's too late.
We Rockefeller. Oh,
Rockefeller.
Sorry.
Rockefeller.
Okay.
Two guys. And this week's album is Kanye West. College Dropout, which was a pick of Michael Heidemann's, which I actually think is a good pick. I actually liked his other album. What was it? What's the one after this called? Last?
Oh, yeah. It was Late Registration.
Late Registration. Mm-hmm. Right. But this is the debut, so we got to start with this. And to be fair, we always talk about how the intro is so important. We didn't even play the intro on this because it's a skit. Now, this album is much like R. Kelly, filled with skits mm-hmm. in between songs. And, well, first of all, why did you pick this album, Michael?
I picked this album because there are a lot of artists today who they make an impact on the music industry. We just covered Blink-182, which were kind of the pioneers of pop punk music mm-hmm. back in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. And Kanye definitely did his job by ushering in a new kind of rap, hip-hop feel with the way that he produced beats. He used a lot of samples in his music. And God damn, is this a good album. So
it's a great album. But I do think that he gets a lot of credit, but we need to recognize that Lauryn Hill's album, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, mm-hmm. preceded this by many, many years. And a lot of the things she did on that album, she did before he did.
True, but again, like that Blink-182 album, and I know that I'm meshing these together, and I mm-hmm. shouldn't do that because they're obviously totally different genres. He added a layer of humility and humor to an otherwise
humility and describing Kanye West.
Okay,
that is the most insane thing you've probably ever said.
Now, when hindsight is 20/20, that's probably not the case that you can make for him today. But at the time when he's debuting an album, he just got through singing. His first track was Through the Wire, which was about him getting in a car accident.
Right.
The fact that he can go a little bit more humorous with the opening of the album was kind of important to the sense of hip-hop, which was very gangster rap and very hard and street mm-hmm. for a long time, that he came out and just changed the game.
Yeah, he was less narcissistic, so we should give him credit for that. But I, and all joking aside, he is amazing. If you put aside his personality and the issues people have with him, some people do. I don't tend to agree or disagree. I think he makes bad decisions or whatever, but We Don't Care is a great song.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with that. I could do without the skits, to be honest with you. I don't know why he does those. What's the next song? Actually, the next song is a skit, Graduation Day.
Okay. Fuck was that? Hey,
I mean, this is
stupid.
Some
shit for the kids. You can give me a motherfucking
is he trying to be Richard Pryor
right
here?
Give me this motherfucking rope. What you catch and see, I just, you will not walk across.
I, you know, you won't slide across. I don't know. I, my mind keeps going to the early comedy albums that I grew up listening to, whether it be Adam Sandler or, Steve Martin.
Albums. Yeah.
And maybe he got a little inspiration.
It just doesn't
from that.
Make sense. Why? You're going to listen to the album all the way through. What, like, what if you're at a party and you just want to put in Kanye West, then every like 2 minutes you have to fucking sit down to listen to a stupid skit. What is it? And it's just like a poor man's Bernie Mac imitation. And it's just kind of annoying. But anyway, what do we got next? All Falls Down is number 4, which by the way is a Lauryn Hill track, isn't it?
Is it?
I believe so.
All Falls Down, it was Selena Johnson looks like is credited for a little
bit. She's also
it.
Credited on it, but we'll play
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing you at a party, like sitting with your red solo cup, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm really getting down, talking to a girl, like you're dancing, then all of a sudden that track comes on. What the boop with that?
I'm like, this just kills all the vibes. But
well, speaking of
this is the best song on the album.
This
in
is
my
a great
opinion.
Song.
Which is a sample.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
Chi-Town stand up. South side, we gon' set this party off right. West side, we gon' set this party.
I mean, the synonymous, not synonymous, but like the weaving in of those beats along with these kind of raps is just so seamless.
Yeah,
that's the word I was looking for. Seamless. I mean, he's so good at what he does, and the way that he, I don't know, it's just you start the vibe off so well, and for this to be a debut album is phenomenal. The fact that he could put out so many hits, we were talking about how most albums have maybe top 3 hits. I feel like a lot of these songs were chart toppers.
They did hit charts in some in the UK. I think he did really well, but. I mean, it's a great song. It's not a genre that I'm like an expert in terms of hip hop and rap, but it like any other style of music, like you can hear the hooks and you can it catches your eye and in your ears, and it's just a hit. You when you know it, it's a hit, and that's why music transcends, because there's a hook, and if a song is catchy. Fuck, it's going to do well.
Sinks your teeth into it, and then you just feel that. The album's production actually was handled by West and developed his chipmunk soul. You know, that comes into play a little bit. He created that production style, which sped up, like, kind of pitch-shifted vocal samples from soul and R&B records, in addition to West's own drum programming, string accompaniment, and gospel choirs, which you didn't really see a lot, but now it's an all hip hop music. Chance the Rapper made a huge wave with his new album, and wasn't it called Waves? No, that was Kanye's earlier album. But he put a lot of gospel as well, so you can see that he gets his inspiration from Kanye. It features vocal contributions from Jay-Z, Mos Def, Jamie Foxx, Selena Johnson, Ludacris, so many. So let's take a look at this next song real quick.
Isn't it a skit? I'll Fly Away. Is that the next thing?
So Paul's dancing with a lady right now, and this song comes on.
Jesus.
When this life is over.
What is the point of this? It's just so annoying. I think the Beastie Boys did stuff like this too, where they would do little skits in Paul's Boutique, right? Wasn't there like a little?
That's
they would
right.
Do a little of that, and it was just kind of like, come on, man.
In Cheshire Cat from Blink-182, they also did the same exact thing.
Oh dear, everything is Blink-182 with you. All right.
Well, today at least.
What is the next song? Spaceship.
Working is grave shift, and I shit. I wish I could buy me a spaceship and fly.
I swear.
This is all samples. It's a Marvin Gaye, I believe.
And here's that chipmunk vocals that they talked about.
He sped up all the oldies from Motown.
That's it. It's a very interesting
idea.
Yeah,
okay, but I mean,
it's a way to put harmony where harmony didn't exist. You know, just putting those high speed
chipmunk sound,
chipmunky kind of Christmas songs when they're lasting for a bicycle.
And unlike Blink 182, now I'm doing what you did. Is this song about aliens too? Because I know that in spaceship.
Wasn't no scratch, so if I stole, what am I fault? Yeah, I stole, never get caught. They take me to the back and pat.
I'm gonna say no. So upon its release, College Dropout actually debuted at number 2 on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart, selling 441,000 copies in its first week. It was a massive commercial success, producing 5 singles that achieved chart success.
Was Spaceship one of them?
Maybe. You know, I'm going to say maybe on that one. Probably Tom DeLonge. Probably. Maybe he might have been the chipmunk vocals.
It wasn't. I know the answer. It wasn't. No. Through the Wire. Slow Jams, All Falls Down, Jesus Walks, of course, which is coming up next, and A New Workout Plan were all the singles. So
that's great. It actually earns Kanye.
Nothing if we're not accurate on this show. So don't take guesses.
Yes.
Don't take guesses. We can't. We don't accept that.
My apologies.
Two Guys, One Album.
Yeah, we already have a stock full of mail in the other room right now.
Complaints.
Just complaints and just
viewer mail.
Saying, but a lot of them just say, why? It's question marks.
Why? Why did you pick this album?
He actually he got a lot of accolades from this album. He won a Grammy Award for Best Rap Album at the 47th Grammy Awards. And it's actually West's best-selling album in the United States with 3.4 million
really?
Copies.
Over late registration?
And worldwide sales of 8 million copies.
That's where you get tricked. Okay.
Yes. Named by Time and Rolling Stone as one of the greatest albums of all time. Let's listen to this.
And this is
song.
Why. I would say this song is probably one of the greatest songs of its era.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Such a good song.
Yeah, and it gives a lot of shout-outs to the Midwest and being from Chicago, which I'm always down with. And he knows where he's from, even though he's kind of become larger than life. He is just a guy from the south side of Chicago, which is kind of cool.
He is. He doesn't remember that. Although he's named his child Chicago now. What is that? Is that the name of his? His child is Chicago.
That's a great name. Paul's a good name too.
I grew up in Oak Brook, so I don't think I'm going to name my kids Oak Brook. I don't think it's going to work.
Oak would be a good name.
Woodstock Heidemann.
That's kind of a great name.
That's a good band name.
Yo, Stock.
That should be your band name.
Woodstock.
Woodstock Heidemann.
I'm going to stick with Michael J. Foxy for now,
okay.
I suppose.
That's fine. What do we got? Oh, this is the Never Let Me Down, which has Jay-Z on it,
Jay-Z
right?
Jay-Z and Jay Ivy.
Who's Jay Ivy?
Baby!
You know, Jivvy. Again, nothing but accurate on this podcast.
That's right.
You know, this song has Jay-Z on it. Jay-Z was not at the level he was at yet. I don't think I've ever, I really remember this song, to be honest.
I don't know this song.
Oh, wait.
Yo, first I snatched the streets, then I snatched the charts. First I had they ear, now I have they heart. Rappers came and went, I've been here from the start.
Hey, Paul, so I was thinking, best rapper of all time. Would you put Jay-Z in the top 3?
I'm not a big rapper expert, but I would say he'd have to be in the discussion. I know who wouldn't be in it, and I know that is Vanilla Ice is not going to be in the top 3. Because I said that once at a rapper convention, and I was booed off the
You
stage.
Went, wait, you were at a rapper
no,
convention?
I just made that up.
More like candy rapper, baby.
I went to a candy rapper. Vanilla Ice would do well at that one. No, I don't, I'm not a rap expert, but I know Young MC was one of my favorites, and what was the other guy who did Funky Cole Medina?
Tone Loc?
Tone Loc. Tone Loc is one that's not getting enough love.
Never. He Kanye. Was great in Blank Check, though. Amazing.
Good actor, bad rapper. No, I think Jay-Z is probably in there. I'm not the expert. Who's the other guy? Who's the other one that gets in the names?
Tupac, Biggie.
Eminem.
Eminem. Oh, Eminem. Eminem's out there. He's proved himself.
Snoop.
Snoop, D-O-double-G. Yes. Rockefeller.
The MC Hammers. Is that one?
Are you putting MC Hammer on the same level as those guys?
I'm just trying to show my age. Okay.
Well, to be honest, for MC Hammer, Too Legit to Quit and the Addams Family theme song that he wrote were pretty damn good songs. All right, let's not go too far into this. This is Get 'Em High.
Get 'Em High with Taleb Kweli and Common. Common's on this.
Another Chicago guy.
Trying to catch the beat. Throw your motherfucking hand.
Get 'Em High.
See, again, these are like good jams to play at a party.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like that. It's like the equivalent of Migos now, but you can't play the album through because of the stupid skits. So it defeats its purpose because it's good background music to jam to and bump to. But then you can't just play it. You gotta like be standing there right by the CD player.
You know, Kanye still does the skits in his new albums too.
Is that right?
Yeah, he keeps the skits going.
Well, Kanye, if you're listening to Two Guys, One Album, can you do a version without the skits so I just can put the CD straight through? Or, I mean, when people are downloading the album, now they probably don't have to buy the skits, right?
Wouldn't that be amazing if Kanye would go through every single podcast that mentioned his name like on a nightly basis?
He has someone that's doing it.
Sifts through it?
We just have to make sure hashtag the right thing.
Yeah.
Kanye and then hashtag G-O-A-T.
We can't get sued because we're playing Kanye's album, can we?
No, not at all. This is a factual, free use.
Yeah, and we're only giving him support and we're just saying how much we love his album.
We like him. We like him. We like his music. We don't like the skits. Which, the next one, Workout Plan, is a skit. I think we should just skip that.
You want to skip the skit?
I finally got my shit together.
I mean, what's the point of this?
This is so...
You looking all good.
It's leading into one of the best workout songs that they're... Possibly is next to Olivia Newton-John's Let's Get Physical.
9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Better than that?
All right, we're going to skip that skit for just now. And go
so the
right
next song
it.
Is The New Workout Plan, which is an awesome song.
Anna Nicole Smith makes a featuring appearance in the music video as well.
All right.
You remember that?
No, I don't. I've never seen it.
Man, at least to do with a car. So first of all, we're going to work on the stomach. Nobody wants a little tight ass. And 2 and 3 and 4 and get them sit-ups right and tuck your tummy tight and do your crunches like this.
This was the 5th single on the album. Peaked at 59 on the U.S. Hot R&B and Hip Hop Singles charts.
Wow.
It was produced by Lil Jon and has Twista in there as well.
Oh, that's right. It does. Yeah. Well, Twista.
Twista's more prevalent in Slow Jams, which is the next song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good song because it kind of tells a story, and I do remember the video for that.
Slow Jams was one of the first reasons and songs that I remember hearing from Kanye West.
It was a second single. I'm just saying. Peaked at number one.
I remember seeing the music video with that red-haired violin player.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was talking to this girl. She was talking about the music all so, fast in the club.
While he's talking about this.
Because she's thirsty.
My guess is this was one of those songs that they played at your homecoming.
Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, yes, it was. You know, actually, now that you mention it, Slow Jams, I heard this great story from... I'm sorry that I'm putting the volume down. I heard this great story from Jamie Foxx, and he said that when he first started playing music, he set up a piano in his room, and he had a studio in his house, and this young rapper came in and spoke to him and said, "Hey, I want you to be rapping on my song." And he goes, "But I need you a soulful singer." And it was this song, and he was Kanye West, and they had been singing together.
Yeah.
And so Kanye laid down.
Jamie Foxx is on here.
Yeah, he laid down the track, and he said, "Jamie, could you sing this part?" And he goes, "Luther Vandross, Little Adina."
That's in right here.
And
I want you to strip. See you is my new.
Well, it's coming up. Yeah. So he told him that he wanted him to sing that part, and Jamie kept doing this thing where he gave it a little bit too much oomph. He would be like, "Luther Vandross," and like really like go into it. And Kanye said, "No, just sing it the way that I told you to, and it'll be a big hit." And then, lo and behold, within a year of him recording it and playing with him, became one of the biggest selling hits of all time.
And this the part where he says, I can't rap it, but I know someone who can. And then he introduced Twista, who is the fastest rapper, right? Doesn't he have some kind of award for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Fastest rapper
of all time.
And Twista's also from Chicago.
Yeah, I think I just saw him on TMZ, like, punching somebody.
Well, isn't the rapper, his part, big part is coming up here?
Yes. In fact, it is. Let's take a listen.
It's coming up. Twista, who you can still see at events in Chicago all over.
Really?
He plays a lot. Yeah, he plays a lot.
Okay.
This is Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah. They're just naming off cool singers right now. I never noticed that.
Just name off some people. Is this the Three's Company cast he's talking on? Is there John Ritter? Suzanne Summers?
Paul Reiser.
Paul Reiser wasn't in Three's Company. What's mad about you?
Oh. Al Green? There? Just going down the list.
He's just naming great singers from the 70s.
Raffi?
No Stevie Wonder? Oh, there he is.
Oh, here we go.
This is the faster.
Do it faster. Ladies
and gentlemen. I can't do it faster. That's the only time Kanye said he can't do something. Here it is. And that's someone who can.
The moment you all been waiting for.
There's the twist up. Come with me and sip on some Evelyn champagne.
You and Ocho stick a record like the whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. His rims still moving, so I'm... Paul, why don't you drop this next one?
I would just do R.E.M. It's the end of the world as we know it. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, which burns snakes and
rattlesnakes.
If I'm just naming off people, I would just name people. I would like hold out like my high school yearbook and just start yelling out names. I would do that and just see how fast I can do it. And but avoid all the S's.
Are they all great singers, like on slow jams?
No, but that would be my version. It would be called Slow Jams Hinsdale Central version, which is my high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it would be all that portion would just be my high school yearbook.
Didn't Paul Reiser go there?
He should have.
All right, for this next song, it's Breathe In.
Breathe In, Breathe Out, and Ludacris is on this song.
I feel like we just said that. Oh. Is he in every song? Oh, I remember this one.
Wasn't a single, surprisingly. Or not surprisingly. I don't know this song.
This sounds like every Ludacris song ever made in all of history.
Also, the lyrics to Bush song, Breathe In, Breathe Out.
Oh, yeah.
Machine Head. More of that bullshit ice rap. I gotta
apologize to most of Did he say he apologized to
Gavin Rossdale? Gavin Yeah, I don't like that song.
All right, so.
And then we got skits again. Now this whole album is a bunch of skits. He thinks he's in a fucking high school play.
I love how people might be listening to this podcast and thinking, "Wow, you know, I hope they give him some really good insight and things I didn't know about this album." And you and me just shitting on every single song.
I'm not shitting on it. I really liked Slow Jams. I liked and I still think Jesus Walks is one of the greatest R&B hip hop songs.
Finished college and it's wonderful.
All right,
you feel so good, and after all the partying and
crazy, skit.
And don't forget about that drug habit you picked up. School, being around
God.
Your peers. Hey, now you'll get that $25,000.
Does he think people are like, wow, he's in addition to being talented as a musician, he's actually funny. Let the comedians do their work, Kanye.
I wish he would like go on stage and act these skits out, like do an improv set. He's like, hold on, so we're gonna bring on the kids
troop.
Table coming on from the Chicago Second City.
Yeah, and then they can't give suggestions because Kanye would be like, I give you the suggestions, and it's just gonna be you're gonna do track 14
about me.
Yeah,
and you're gonna where's the location, please? My house.
Track 14. That's the location. Play it out. All right, what do we got? 15 is School Spirit. Aretha Franklin features on this. Oh, this is where he sped her up.
Oh, I do remember this song, too. Gangsters walk, pimps gon' talk. Oh, hecky no, that boy is raw. The bouncy way that he writes his rap lyrics, though, are pretty damn awesome. And yeah. I know I sounded like the most whitest person in the entire world by saying the bouncy way he writes his rap lyrics, but you can't
he
deny it. I mean, all these songs you can go towards because not only do they have great lyrics, funny lyrics, lyrics that you can connect with, but they have a melody to the sound that he's making.
That's right.
The which a lot of rap doesn't
undeniable
have.
In the songs that are not skits, and that and he's got a hook. These are hooks, but the thing is that a lot of pure musicians used to have problems with it, were that there were hooks that were already proven back in the 70s when they were in Motown. Mm-hmm. So he's just sampling them, speeding them up. And so I think he should get credit for it because he's rapping on top of him. But a lot of purists would be like, well, that doesn't count. Well, screw it. It does count. It's still music, and it's amazing music, especially on that song.
Exactly. And not only that, Paul, he not only made one skit about School Spirit, he made two, and this is the
next
track.
No, there's three. This is the third school. Oh, this, I'm sorry. Second skit on School Spirit.
You're gonna read and not remember,
third School Spirit song.
You get that associate's degree, okay?
Oh, dear God. Then you get your No. And then there's another skit in 17, Little Jimmy.
Oh, I think I skipped over the skits.
Thank God. I think we're done with the skits.
We're coming down on our time.
We're running out of time. So the next song is Two Words featuring Mos Def and the Boys Choir of Harlem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, let's play that one.
Okay, let me see here real quick.
Two Words.
Two Words, got it. Give me 2 seconds on Two Words.
I'm going to give you more than 2 seconds.
You vamp for a little bit.
I'm gonna talk about the skits and how bad they were. But no.
What is your favorite skit of all time? Like Saturday Night Live, Kanye West,
SNL, or Kids in the Hall would be my two favorite.
Which
skits.
What was your favorite? Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall would be the My Pen skit with Bruce McCullough is one of my favorites, or the Mr. Sarcastic with David Foley.
Did you like the one that goes, "I shrink your eyes, squish
your head"?
Your head,
Kevin McDonald. Yeah, I like those too.
Or what was the one where the guy cut? He put everyone's foot in a bear trap. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember.
It was
that
like
one.
The Frenchman who would go in and go, Frère Jacques.
That was awesome, too. And he'd be in a canoe crossing the street. That was great.
All right, two words.
Those are good skits, Kanye, not your songs.
Okay, this is another one that I don't remember. Kanye West, Mos Def, Freeway.
Get your man. It's only two places you end up, either dead or in jail. Still nowhere to go, nowhere to go. Still nowhere to go.
Oh, Michael Jackson.
Now throw your hands up. That's not Michael Jackson.
It isn't?
No. Everybody fuck that. Can't afford that when Michael Jackson's on this. Still nowhere to go. Not in this environment.
Two words, United States, no love, no breaks, no brow, high stakes, crack smoke, black folks, Big Macs, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals.
Oh, you're right. Take it back.
So that song's pretty good, but I didn't hear a catchy hook or anything, and I just think it's a great bumping song to play at any party.
Yeah.
Maybe not the holiday party, unless you have someone ready to skip the skits.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, it wasn't Michael Jackson, let me put that forward. It was actually from an episode of Monk with Tony Shalhoub.
They just sampled that in there. I thought it was from Wings, to be honest. But
how about Through the Wire?
Through the Wire. Now, this is a great song.
One of his number one hits. Actually rapped this entire song through having his mouth wired shut after a severe car accident that he was going through.
But also, people don't understand how I feel right now. Let's play a little bit. Your boy Kanye Titter. Samples Chaka Khan.
I drink a goose for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Idols back to wizard.
So,
how do you console my mom?
It should also be noted that a songwriter credited on this is David Foster, who is one of the people most... It probably has the most number one hits in all of music. He's written for... You know, anyone from Chaka Khan, Alice Walker, Jennifer Lopez, Rod Stewart, mm-hmm. Madonna, Mary J. Blige, Michael Jackson. So it's unclear if he's getting a credit because he wrote the Through the Wire, which is the underlying song from Chaka Khan, or if he actually had a part in this. Because, you know, the studio was the record plant where that was recorded. So I don't know. That's one thing to note. We don't have the answers for it, so I'm not going to lie. But the record plant is they've got one in New York. They've got one in L.A. It's an amazing place where so many albums have been created. But
it's great to see, you know, we the more we look into these albums, you see how incestuous the music industry is. And
absolutely.
There's always a connection, whether it be through music like the Jayhawks on the Counting mm-hmm. Crows albums, or the way that somebody or the guy who
same producers, yep,
the guy who produced Green Day's Dookie created Blink 182's
right.
Enema of the State.
Producer, yeah, everything comes back to Blink 182 with you.
It all does.
So we have the next song, which is Family Business. I don't know this song.
How's your son? He made the team this year? He said he wasn't tall enough.
It's so awesome because now we're so spoiled by what we listen to nowadays, where all music kind of sounds like this. But you got to remember, we just had 50 Cent. We just had Eminem and the Sugar Hill Gang. And here Kanye West comes along and just blows everyone away.
There was also Dr. Dre. The Dr. Chronic Dre. Came out. The Snoop Doggy Dogg's album came out.
But never so...
I think I'm the only person that says Snoop Doggy Dogg.
I thought it was Snoop Lion.
That's right. That's true.
And Puff Daddy came out with Mace. I mean, there were
all that stuff. But there is, this was an answer to Dr. Dre and the stuff that came out right before it. But it's a great song. That song doesn't hit me as anything worthwhile. But we are to the point of the last song, which is Last Call.
But first, five more skits, then we'll get into that song.
There are no skits. Track number 21. This song is long as fuck.
Yo, fuck you, Kanye, first and foremost.
Minutes.
For making me do this shit, motherfucker.
So he just had someone play his voice messages on his 1984 like voice message.
Yep.
I said toast, motherfucker.
We probably won't be able to get through the entire portion of this song.
No.
It's 12 minutes and 40 seconds.
We can play it in the background while we're giving our ratings. But did you know this song?
Last Call.
I don't remember it at all. But this was your album, so I just want to make sure we're not going to miss some amazing part at 5 minutes in. But it's playing in the background, so if all of a sudden, the singers from the Jayhawks start singing in it, or the Killers pop up, I'll recognize it. But I'm ready to give my review of my final verdict on College Dropout by Kanye West, an album which I think is, I want to preface this by saying I'm a big Kanye fan of his music, and I think he's an amazing producer, and I like Late Registration, actually, which is one of my favorite R&B, or I'm sorry, favorite hip-hop albums of all time, second only to Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That being said...
We should do that album. Sorry, yeah, for interrupting.
I've been pushing for that. I think that's going to be coming up soon, but...
How many skits are in it, though?
There are skits in there, but
really?
They're not as annoying. There's like they're just like precursors. They're like... They lead to the next song, and they're not that bad.
Okay.
They're not just trying to be funny, and they're not funny. They're just like messages that are not good. But anyway, I give Kanye West, The College Dropout, 7 likes and 3 eye roll emojis for the fucking skits. So remember, the most you can get is 11 total likes, emojis of any sort, because that's how we work in Facebook, where you can no longer see the names. That's our system. And I give this 7 likes, 3 eye roll emojis. So it's basically 7 likes, which is a good album. It gets the credit it deserves, but it's not something that is in my top 50 of all time.
Okay, I think that's fair to give, because I'm going to give it the exact same rating. I'm going to give it 7 likes. It is one of the greatest albums of all time. I'm going to give it 7 likes and then 1 heart for sure. And then I'm going to give it 2 of these hands. And I know no one can see it, but it's the hands.
High
fives? It's like the
field goal.
Yeah, the field goal hands. But that actually means just like that's just awesome. It's just like you're giving it like the winner symbol almost.
Oh.
I think it's I don't know.
2 hands up, you don't even know
what
it
means. 2 hands up. 2 hands up. I don't know. It's like a cool thing that people do sometimes.
Huh. I don't know what that means.
You know what? I'm going to switch it because nobody knows what we're talking about right now. So instead of
you got 7 likes, 1 heart, and what's your last emoji? Or you can do more emojis if you want, or thumbs or hand gestures, fists.
Oh, yeah. 7 likes.
1
2
heart.
Hearts.
2 hearts.
2 hearts. So I'm up to 9. And then I'm going to give it, I'm going to tag Kanye West. And I'm going to give him a GIF. That's right, a
you
GIF.
You can't do GIFs.
Of me. Oh, no GIFs?
No GIFs. That's a comment. It's got to be, you don't put GIFs in the like section.
I only put GIFs on my peanut butter and on my bread. Okay.
All right, what would your GIF be if you're going to do it?
Okay.
It's a GIF, first of all, but that's a whole other
you
story.
You said GIF?
I did a whole skit about this if you guys Google my name.
Oh, wait, wait.
First GIF.
Mr. I Hate Skits did a skit.
We did about a skit, this? But that's my job. I'm a fucking comedian. I don't write music. But
that's a good point. Okay. Seven likes, two hearts.
Two hearts.
One
GIF.
GIF of me hugging Kanye. I'm going to make it myself on my own Photoshop, and I'm going to just hug him because I love this album so damn much, and what he did for the music industry can't be beat.
With this album, this is your favorite Kanye album?
Not my favorite Kanye album. In fact, I think his new albums are just phenomenal,
oh,
what he's been doing.
Nonsense.
Really?
All right, well, that's why we can agree to disagree.
Okay. So I think we can agree, all in all,
seven likes
is probably the best way to
I thought you were
going to
even more likes, to be honest, but that's fine.
Well, I'm saving it because if we do another Kanye album, I might give him more to do it. Because this, I've listened to this album so many times now that it kind of has gotten stale to me.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in any pejorative sense. I meant just in the fact that I mean it
because
I just listened to
it
so many
skits?
Damn times. Yeah.
He loved the skits.
I love the skits.
All right. Well, that concludes another edition of Two Guys,
One Album.
I made this one beat while I spit up this Harold Melvin sample. I played it for Hip over the phone. He's like, oh, yo, that shit is crazy. Jay might want to.